Logan stakeholders have been developing form-based codes since 2012, a term for codes based on physical formations like the relationship between building facades and the public realm, not just land use types. Stakeholder Karen Bird says that would translate to...
provide a residential transition area east and west of Hamilton of higher density. Provide Hamilton corridor streetscape and intersection improvements, including bicycle and pedestrian connections.
There's the possibility of moving Hamilton to a one lane in each direction street and requiring buildings be built up to the street. The latter is why Logan is opposed to a new fast food drive-through under construction. The resolution passed by a 4-3 vote, but Mike Allen voted no because of traffic concerns.
I probably wouldn't have as big an issue with this if I knew exactly what the impacts of the North-South Freeway were going to be if ever completed. And I guess I'm still at the broader question is, this is the second most highly traveled arterial in our city. And we're just going to say, yeah, we're going to plan to take that down to one. It has a freeway off-ramp.
Eventually, the Logan stakeholders will ask the city council to approve new codes. I'm Paige Browning in Spokane.